We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I want to talk for a moment here about expectations, right? I want to discuss expectations. You've heard me say one of my favorite lines on this show. Alonzo, you've probably heard it so much now that you can repeat it, right? My line on expectations. In some households, what happens?
A B is greeted with praise, and in others it's punishable.
Correct. In some households, a B grade is met on a report card. If your child brings home a B grade, it's met with a celebration. In others, it's met with a spanking. And that's the only difference, despite the grades are exactly the same, are expectations. And you've heard me say this. I think South Carolina fans have been kicked so much that they've lowered their expectations, that they've lowered their standards, and that South Carolina fans will accept anyone who bats their eyelashes at them. And I feel like it's time for that program to step it up. I feel like it's time for that program to up its expectations and to do so now. You know, when Will Muschamp was hired, Lonzo, what would you say? You were more tuned into this area when I was. Was Will Muschamp the second choice? Was he the third or fourth choice based on what you remember? I know he wasn't the first choice.
From what I recall, most people wanted Tom Herman. I mean, because that was the rumor that we had a shot at Tom Herman. And which he's done a pretty good job at Texas. It took him a little while to get started, but he's done a pretty good job. So people wanted Tom Herman, didn't get him. And I think for the most part, people were disappointed and did not want Will Muschamp.
Not being in South Carolina at that time, I never heard, nor did I believe, that there was a chance that South Carolina was going to get Tom Herman. I did believe that, and what was known, is that they were in serious talks with Kirby Smart. Were they not? And if you look at what's happened to Georgia since Kirby Smart took over, it's been nothing short of remarkable, right? I mean, it's been truly amazing. And unfortunately, when you feel like you've landed on something good and you feel like you're close to getting this great head coach, it doesn't help that Will Muschamp, in the same amount of time that Kirby Smart's been at Georgia, Will Muschamp is 24-20 and Kirby Smart is 37-10, right? There's a problem there. He's been at Georgia exactly as much time as Will Muschamp has been in South Carolina. And Kirby Smart has put up seasons of 8-5, 13-2, 11-3, and now 5-0 again this year. It hurts when you had Kirby Smart in your grasp and you couldn't get him. So was Will Muschamp the third choice at South Carolina for South Carolina? If you guys were here during that time, help me out, because I wasn't. You guys who were, you know, in this area and following that search as it was ongoing, where was Will Muschamp ranked, you know, in terms of the guys that South Carolina wanted? And, of course, the athletic director will always keep his list close to the vest. But I'll tell you what, Scott Strickland is the athletic director of my alma mater, Florida. He wanted Chip Kelly first. He wanted Scott Frost second. Now, Chip Kelly didn't feel like he was a cultural fit for Florida, and thank God he didn't. I wanted Chip Kelly at the time. Shame on me. Number two for Florida was Scott Frost, now Nebraska head coach. Was at UCF. There was a college game day in which Kirk Herbstreit said he would be shocked if Scott Frost wasn't named the next University of Florida head coach. Why wasn't he? Because he wanted to bring his entire staff, and UF balked at him bringing his entire staff. Dan Mullen was Florida's third choice. He just happened to be Florida's best choice, and nobody knew it at the time. He's 16-3 with the Gators. How do you know that he was Florida's third choice? Because Scott Strickland is on record as saying, Had Dan Mullen said no, Florida would have found itself in the same position that Tennessee found itself in. Just continuously getting rejected, 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 until they finally found a coordinator, Jeremy Pruitt, who would say yes to the job. And Scott Strickland wants everybody to know that not everybody wants your job. And Florida, given the proximity to elite-level talent and given the history, is a better job than South Carolina. Let's be honest. I don't think it has to be that way. I don't think it has to be that way in the future. But it is most certainly that way now. So I have for you, ladies and gentlemen, just very simple here, where you should expect to be if you are South Carolina, okay? And where you should expect to be beginning next season. Steve Spurrier, and this is a feather in the cap of being patient with Will Muschamp, something Lonzo does not want to do. But in Steve Spurrier's first 6 years with the Gamecocks, his winning percentage was .571. He was 44-33 in his first 6 years in Columbia. Will Muschamp right now is .545. He's close to what Steve Spurrier did his first 6 years. Lonzo wants him out before the start of year four. Lonzo, when I share with you that Spurrier and Muschamp had comparable records, and Muschamp's only been in Columbia half as much time as Steve Spurrier's first 6 years, what did you see in Spurrier's first 3 years that gave you hope that didn't exist with Muschamp?
Well, first of all, he's Steve Spurrier. And that name carries a lot of weight with what he was able to do in Florida, what he was able to do at Duke. So, I mean, I'm sorry, he was Steve Spurrier. And Steve Spurrier was able to win a handful of games here and there that the Gamecocks shouldn't have won, which showed the promise of what it could be in the future.
100%. 100%. So, granted, Spurrier has the name. I imagine Spurrier's teams were tackling a bit better for your satisfaction as well.
A whole lot better.
A whole lot better. But the winning percentage was Spurrier in 6 years, .571. Will Muschamp through three and a third season, .545. Right? I mean, it's Will Muschamp is in the ballpark of what Spurrier's done. Now, in years 7, 8, and 9, as you all know, South Carolina posted SEC records of 6-2, 6-2, 6-2. In 2011, 2012, and 2013, South Carolina, their end of season rank was number 9, number 8, and number 4. 2011, 2012, 2013. Where was Georgia ranked in those years, if you go back? And right now, Georgia's on top of the mountain, right? They're on top of the mountain in college football. Everyone's got them in the playoff. They're unbeaten. They're one of the five or six teams mentioned as possibly being the best team in college football this year. They're right there with Alabama and LSU as the SEC's best right now. So in 2011, 2012, 2013, when South Carolina was putting forward seasons of number 9, number 8, number 4, where was Georgia at that time? Because that was in this decade, ladies and gentlemen, in this very decade. Where was Georgia? Well, in 2011, Georgia finished unranked. In 2012, Georgia finished unranked. And in 2013, Georgia was ranked number 19. I'm sorry, I misspoke there. In 2011, Georgia was ranked number 19. In 2012 and 2013, more recently, Georgia finished the year unranked. Those seasons unranked. If South Carolina was so much better than Georgia then, why can't South Carolina be so much better than Georgia now? You know, it seems like South Carolina, the Gamecocks, have been lumped into this second-tier program category where they shouldn't be expected to compete with the likes of Alabama, LSU, Georgia, Florida, Clemson. And I think that's absolutely ridiculous. In this very decade, you're in the top 10, 2012 and 2013, and Georgia's finishing the year unranked. Why shouldn't you expect to be where Georgia is or better? My question for you is, had South Carolina landed Kirby Smart, had Georgia, and I think Georgia, what happened there, going back and reading some articles, Georgia ultimately came to the conclusion late that they were going to fire Mark Richt and they did not want South Carolina to land Kirby Smart. And Kirby Smart had a decision to make. Was he going to dance with the girl that brought him, South Carolina, or was he going to date the prettier girl, which was Georgia at the time? And I always respect the guys who dance with the girl that brought him. Ja Morant danced with the girl that brought him, danced with Murray State because Murray State was recruiting him for a number of years, right? Kirby Smart went with the prettier girl. That's what Kirby decided to do. And he's 37-10 at Georgia in his tenure. Same amount of time that Will Muschamp's been at South Carolina, and Will Muschamp is 24-20. What do you think? Where would South Carolina be right now? Right now. If Lonzo just banged the heck out of his elbow on the table, and I know exactly what that feels like. Where would South Carolina be right now if Kirby Smart was the head coach? And where would Georgia be if Will Muschamp was their head coach?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.